Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
And welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Hey, everyone. You know, I almost introduced myself as the name that you put on here, Taylor.
Yeah, you should. So when we record, like I basically get to name Savannah every week. And every week I name her something different. And today she is Lady Whistledown.
Yeah.
For all the Bridgerton fans out there. So yeah, you're talking to Taylor and Lady Whistledown today.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually though.
No,
but I was so close to saying that instead. You know, next week maybe I'll just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Introduce myself as the name. Someone else. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we should have done that for April Fool's.
Switch it up. Oh, you're
my
right.
My dad was like, Taylor, you should have wrote a fake story for Savannah. And I was like, dang, why are you telling me this after I already started?
I know.
A story.
Okay. Well, April Fool's, like, we gotta make sure we do something next year for it.
Yeah. It has already came in the past. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I always forget. We always forget, but it's okay. Next year. There's always next year. So, life update. I got into a car accident. I'm okay. Thank goodness. A little banged up, but we're okay. However, my car, not okay. Yeah. Undetermined if she's really going to be okay in the end or not. But in the meantime of that, I got a rental car. And they were just so gracious. Not sponsored, but over at Enterprise, shout out to them because they're amazing, honestly. And sponsor us also. You should. But they gave me a Jeep, which dream car.
That is awesome. We were just riding around in it, and it's crazy.
Yeah, it's like a 2022, like brand new, like it's called like the Unlimited Edition. It's like very bougie, very fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Better than my car, honestly. It's just so nice.
See, but like I never realized how like small the windshields are.
Dude, like you mean like the dash?
No, like the windshield and well, yeah, the dash and the windshield.
Yeah.
It's so small.
It like, is. When you're that close to it. Yeah.
It's the same amount of space, viewing space, technically, but, like, I don't know.
It's a different perspective. I never knew that either. When I got in, I was, like, very disoriented.
Yeah.
Like, the first time, I was like, this feels weird. But
it's a great car, though.
It's so fun. It's so fun. Yeah, we took a little ride before we started recording. Mm-hmm. And we got gelato. I got pistachio.
Yes. I got, what was it, blueberry cheesecake?
Mm-hmm. It was so delicious. And then, so the reason that I named Savannah Lady Whistledown is because then after that we went to Bath & Body Works. And Savannah kept calling it Bed Bath &
I said Bed Bath & Body Works.
Oh, Bed Bath & Body Works. I'm weak at that.
Because I wanted to say Bed Bath & Beyond, but they're not a store anymore.
Yeah, that's a piece of Bed Bath & Beyond. But so instead we went to Bed Bath & Body Works.
Yeah, we went to Bed Bath & Body Works.
And they have a Bridgerton collab. Unfortunately, they're Bath & Body Works aren't going to sponsor me after I say this. But unfortunately, all the Bridgerton smells smelled boo.
Yeah, none of it was worth it. Like, that's why we went, but it was just not worth it.
We did not purchase any Bridgerton, but we did make some purchases. Mm-hmm. So actually I just put my candle under my candle warmer, so I'll start to smell it soon.
Oh my gosh, I need to get a candle warmer. I feel like
it's life-changing.
I would love it.
It's so life-changing, and it's also so much safer than a lit flame on the table.
Well, because I usually use wax melters anyway.
Yeah, same.
But like I have a bunch of candles that I don't use, so I need to get one of those.
True. Absolutely true. You do. They're game changing. But, you know, other than that, that's really all that I've been up to.
I think we just like speed ran through that. And that's honestly totally fine.
Yeah.
We gotta get to our stories this week.
I need to hear about a story. I feel like it's been a minute. It hasn't been a minute, but it feels long, you know?
Yeah, honestly, it's just because we've been through a lot.
You're right.
Over the past week.
It's been a long week.
And it's been a while. Yeah. So, okay. So let me get into this. Clowns.
Oh, good.
So, okay. So clowns, why are they considered scary? You know, like they're created to bring people joy. They just like act dumb for you to laugh at. Yet it's like a real fear that people have, and mm-hmm. you know. So yeah, I'm gonna leave it with you for a second, like. Why do you think people are scared of clowns?
Okay, so one reason I'm scared of clowns. First of all, I was traumatized at a circus when I was young.
Mm, okay.
Which is why I'm scared of clowns. But another reason I feel like a lot of people are scared of clowns is because of John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, see that.
And like how, like, you know, a clown could take advantage. Also, the 2016 killer clown attacks.
Mm-hmm.
These are valid reasons to be scared of clowns.
Yeah.
Also, It, the horror movie.
Yeah.
Those are my guesses.
Yes. Yeah, so and my reasons. You kind of covered all of the reasons that I had.
Okay. Okay. And story over. No, just kidding.
Yeah. So, anyways. No, but, so, it, yeah. So, let me just go through my reasons just as if you didn't say any of that.
Okay? Yeah, pretend I didn't mm-hmm. say any of that.
Yeah, back up.
I'm just a genius.
Actually, one
no,
of them...
I just understand my fear of clowns, you know?
True.
It's yeah. deeply rooted.
One of them you didn't mention, actually. It's just that a fear of clowns could come from the fact that they're wearing a mask. And
that's facts.
Like, wearing a mask, like, you know, cover your actual face and you don't know what's happening underneath of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or even the makeup, you know, you don't know what they look like underneath, and it's just uncanny, you know?
No, I definitely, that's a good point, too.
Yeah,
they look kind of creepy,
mm-hmm.
just overall, mm-hmm. even yeah. if they're happy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So that could be a big reason. Or, like you said, it could be because of the evil clown, like, archetype. That was developed in the 1980s with Stephen King's It.
Mm-hmm.
Also, around the same time was John Wayne Gacy, the clown killer.
Yeah.
That whole thing. We're not going to really be talking about that today, but, you know, you yeah. guys know what it is. So
yeah. If you don't, you can go find out. Because.
Yeah. and more modernly... clowns have almost fully stepped away from their, like, original purpose of, like, bringing people joy, I feel like they've, like, fully stepped away, and now they're just only there to be scary.
Yeah, I would agree.
You know what I mean? Like, even in any media, like, they're barely
yeah.
funny anymore.
No, so also, another example is that I got traumatized by clowns at the circus, right, when I was little. That's what I said.
Oh.
But I went to the circus this year, and guess what? The clowns, they weren't dressed as clowns. Like, they were, you could understand that they were clowns in general, oh. like funny gestures kind of, but they, like, weren't dressed as clowns. They were dressed goofy, but they look more like, oh, what's that show? Oh, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like the girl, she's like wearing a pink dress, and there's like an adult guy in blue, and he like does backflips. Some people know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
but like that's kind of the vibe.
Like Lazy Town,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, they're like those kind of outfits is what they were kind of wearing.
Okay.
Instead, yeah. like they weren't painted as clowns. And I was like, oh, that's interesting that there's not clowns anymore because people mm-hmm. are scared of them.
Yeah, that is like, it is really interesting because I feel like. I don't know. When I was growing up, I wasn't really scared of clowns, I don't think. And also, I used to watch, I don't know if you ever watched that show, The Big Comfy Couch.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
That is, the main character is a clown.
Yeah, he is.
But
she's like not a scary looking clown, I feel like.
Yeah, she's a clown and like her family is all clowns. Like...
Yeah, she's like a clown I was never afraid of because she doesn't really,
yeah.
I feel like she doesn't look that much like a clown to me.
Well, that's true. I mean, she has a big nose and stuff, right?
She does have the big nose.
I think.
She does. But I feel like when I picture a clown, I picture like white face with like triangle circle over the eyeballs. Like,
yeah.
And I think her face is just painted. Maybe I'm wrong. But if I'm remembering it right, I feel like her face is just painted. But that's a clown I wasn't scared of. Did you see it when you were a kid?
No. And honestly.
Or ever.
I don't think I ever saw it.
Any of them? Like the old or the new?
Actually, I have seen one of the new ones now that you,
Yeah.
Now that you say that, yeah. I don't remember. No, I definitely have seen one of the newer ones. Because it's the kids from Stranger Things, right?
Yeah, some of them are in there, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. But I didn't see it when I was young, so.
I saw it when I was young, and I always thought that a clown was going to come out of the drain. Because he does that.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's scary. Not realistic, but it's it happens in the movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So now that we've established that clowns are scary in today's modern day and age, let's take it back a few years to 2016. Because you already mentioned this a little bit, but
yeah.
In 2016. There were multiple sightings of, like, evil clowns that caused a mass hysteria.
Yeah. We experienced it at UNCW.
Yes.
There were killer clowns, like, kidnapping girls on campus.
I remember this, like, being a thing, and we were like, what is going on?
We were like, we cannot walk to the library. We have to drive because of the clowns.
Yeah. It was scary.
It was.
People were dressed up as clowns, even showing up near, like, the edge of forests and, like, near schools trying to lure people
in. Literally.
Yeah.
Like, why were they doing that? That's so weird.
I don't know. But these clowns, they were reported in the United States, Canada, Australia, England, Scotland, some other countries. So, all
over the world. It was a global phenomenon.
Yes.
That's so weird of us as a society.
So, in America, in the United States, it was first, a clown was first seen in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And, so it was just, like, a creepy clown that was seen, and, you know, the photos circulated online, and people were like, oh my gosh, like, where does this clown come from? What is going on here? And do you know what it turned out to be?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
It was a marketing stunt for a film, for a horror film.
For what? For It?
No, it was for a small
film,
called Gags.
I've never heard of that. Obviously, it didn't work, y'all. Sorry.
Exactly. No, and the movie premiered in 2018.
Oh, guys, that not only did not work, I never heard of your movie, and now I'm traumatized.
And I know.
Like,
they did it 2 years before their movie came out.
Also, that's not, and like, then, that. I guess it would have been, it would have maybe worked if it was a bigger movie, but, like.
Right, and, like, yeah, like, what, I don't understand what the point of doing that is when it's, like,
right,
you're, like, how is anybody going to know that that's right, what that was for?
You need to say it's a prank, first of all. Nobody ever said it was a prank. Like, people, I'm pretty sure people died. I'm pretty sure people got killed.
I mean, from what I saw.
Maybe not, but, like.
Like, spoiler alert, from what I saw, there weren't actually any deaths or anything.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
I mean, I guess I could be wrong, but I didn't see anything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It happened in Green Bay, Wisconsin with this, you know, marketing stunt. And then it spread to other big cities by mid-October of 2016. And October was obviously, like, the height of this because Halloween.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, just having flashbacks.
Dude,
this was happening.
I remember it so clearly. Mm-hmm. Like, so clearly.
So there were clowns reported in nearly all U.S. states.
That's so crazy.
Almost all 50 states, and also 9 out of the 13 provinces and territories of Canada, and 18 other countries. by the time it was over.
That's so crazy, dude.
It's just like everywhere, like, for some reason.
People are really, they really follow a train.
Yeah.
And they don't hop right on.
So taking it back a little bit, like rewinding, we all know 2016 was sort of like the peak. Like, this is where all of the clown sightings should happen for some reason. But there were clown sightings a few years before as well.
Ew.
In 2013, there were sightings of a creepy clown in Northampton in England.
Mm. I don't like that.
And this also turned out to be something for a film. So it was like three local filmmakers were using this clown, this creepy clown, to drive traffic to their Facebook page for the Northampton clown.
Interesting.
So
for the Facebook page.
Literally all of the, yeah, no, literally anything. Anytime you see like a creepy clown or something, it seems like most of the time it's just going to be someone's trying to get.
It's an advertisement.
Publicity. Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. I can't believe I never knew that.
I know. Yeah. So like there was a big, that was like the main one in 2013. It wasn't anything too crazy, just like a sighting of this clown, right? And then in 2014, there was another clown sighting in California. A YouTuber began dressing up as an evil clown. And he became the Wasco clown because it was Wasco, California.
Oh.
So he was the Wasco clown.
Oh.
So, yes. So, yeah, 2013, 2014. Like, there's creepy clown stuff going on, but, you know, nothing too crazy. And in 2014, there was also a documentary called Killer Legends. Which had a segment called Why Are Clowns Scary? And it explored the connection to John Wayne Gacy. And, you know, there was also, when this documentary came out, there was also, like, another creepy clown sighting in Staten Island. Probably because of this documentary coming out.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And then in 2015... So this is all leading up to the craze of 2016. But in 2015, there was a person spotted in clown attire at a cemetery in Chicago. And the clown entered the cemetery and turned to face people who were recording. And then they waved a few seconds before running into the woods. So if you just, you know, that's what the video was.
I would lose my mind. Like, yeah. If I saw a clown in the cemetery and I'm just looking at him and he starts running towards the woods, no.
But just, like, think about these past, like, 2013, 14, and then 15, and then 2016, it's just, like, if you're doing this on a graph, it just, like, exponentially increases.
Like, yeah. Like, first of all, you had to be there, honestly.
Yes.
And yeah. Because if I was just, like, reading about the killer clown, killer clown craze of 2016, I would probably not believe that it actually happened.
I know, like, yeah, like, you had to be there.
But, like, it's just so weird, guys. Why are we doing that? Okay, but, like, an example of how that advertisement works is the movie Smile, where they had those people go and smile, like, go, they paid for them to go, like, to these sports events that were, like, on TV, and they would just have, like, the most creepy, biggest smile they could have for the whole game. They sat like that, and it drew a lot of attention, and it made a lot of people go see the movie, so it kind of does work, but maybe just not if they're threatening to kill you, you know?
I mean, yeah.
Maybe that's the difference.
Yeah, because I guess if you're going to see something crazy like that, you would Google it. Right.
Yeah.
And then that's where you would get the ad for the movie. But I don't know.
But I think I Googled it in 2016 and I don't think I saw the gagged or whatever you said it was called movie.
I know. Yeah. Cause like that was just such a small part of it.
Right.
And then it just like grew for no reason almost.
Yeah. Like, you know? Yeah, it just took off.
It wasn't all. And then
suddenly
all
everybody was clowns.
Yes, in the night. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So why was 2016 so crazy with clowns? You know, like, the years previous all had, you know, some random clown sightings, but nothing to this extent. Mm-hmm. There were, like, tons of sightings and attacks. Like, people were scared. Like, we were actually scared.
Dude, I remember being scared.
Clown costumes were even getting taken down from shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were not selling them.
Yeah, they're like, nobody can be a clown.
Mm-hmm. And clown costumes were also banned from many schools and events.
Yeah.
Like, for Halloween and stuff.
Yeah.
And also, crazy. This is when McDonald's, they got rid of Ronald McDonald because of it.
Oh, Ronald. It's okay. Yeah. He can go. He always screams.
I mean,
me out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And also, so there's like some random, like, specific sightings that I saw on here, such as in August of 2016, a little boy in South Carolina. He told his mom that two clowns tried to lure him into the woods with money.
Oh my god. That's horrifying.
And it's even crazier thinking that, like, you think that this is going to be happening around Halloween only. This little boy was lured in August. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's crazy. Also, yeah. I would go if someone is offering me money. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I mean, maybe. So, by October 25th of 2016, several news outlets reported that there could be a clown-initiated purge or a giant attack that would take place the day before Halloween in 2016.
Yep.
So, I fully remember this, and yep. I was so scared that something was going to happen.
Yep.
Me too. And
nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
I remember debating whether or not I should go to class.
I don't know
if I should, but yeah. Nothing happened.
Yeah, nothing really happened. There was an attack in Florida, but other than that, nothing really. Unfortunately, a family in Florida was attacked by a group of about 20 people in clown masks.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, like, there were attacks happening and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know, yeah, like the fear.
It was dangerous, actually.
Yeah, exactly. It was valid. But, yeah. Students at Pennsylvania State University and Michigan State University gathered in mobs to search for clowns on campuses.
Not the mobs.
And like, after like sightings were reported, they would try to find the clowns and, like, chase after them. So they would, like, try to, you know, protect people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What superheroes?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and campgrounds were also, like, really big spots for these clowns. Which, I mean, makes total sense to me. If I saw a clown while I was camping, like, oh my god.
Whew, honey, I would be out of there so fast.
Yeah, me too. It's just so crazy how it took off. I don't know.
It is.
So after the clown purge kind of didn't happen, this whole thing sort of just trickled out. It just stopped. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it really has been quiet.
Like, it really did. It just stopped. And there were a few videos that surfaced in 2020, actually, if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
On TikTok, I think there were some TikToks going around that there was clowns chasing down a car in Kentucky, it says here.
I remember hearing about that, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like random clown sightings in 2020. And I remember thinking, oh my god, like, is it gonna start happening again?
Yeah, I remember I was on TikTok at the time, and I remember people, like, theorizing that the clowns were gonna come back, like, every 4 years, like, with the election.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And people have even said that about this year. I've seen it on TikTok.
Have there been any sightings?
I don't know. I haven't looked it up. But
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Nothing like the craze of 2016 has Never. Happened since. Yeah, that's pretty much the clown craze of 2016. It just, like, is a cultural moment.
It's
such
a strange cultural moment, I feel like.
Yeah, it is.
Like, that one, I really hope they put that in the history books in the future.
No, I definitely hope so.
Because that is just, like, why are we so weird as people? Like, we just dress up as clowns and attack people. That's, oh.
Right, or, like, I feel like most people weren't even attacking. They were just trying to scare people.
No, yeah. But either way, that's psychotic. Maybe I'm just saying this because I was one of those clowns.
Oh,
plot twist.
Maybe you were.
You'll never know. I'll never tell.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Well, I hate the clowns, but I love the story. I love that I got all the points at the beginning.
Oh, I know. You just, like, knocked it right out.
Sorry. I have a horrible fear of clowns. I mean, seriously. Like, I mean, I'm not going to run away if I see one, but, like, I'm not going to be comfortable if I'm near one.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I feel that.
Like, I just feel like they're going to get me. Like, they're pranksters.
I don't know.
That's
like,
why
I
don't like them to begin with. Like, they prank me in front of, like, so many people at the circus.
If it was a clown that was, like, you know, meant to entertain you and not to scare you.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be scared.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. So you're not scared of clowns then?
I guess. Like, I'm scared of scary clowns.
Well, who's not?
Well, but okay. Yeah, no. It's hard. Because, like, I should not be scared of them. But I also am. It's weird.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who's to say? I would say overall, our stories are connected in a strange way. Just because they're both very strange.
Okay. Okay.
Well, let's just get into it. Okay, there's no way to really segue into this. I have for you the legend of Pine Point.
Pine Point.
Okay. We've all heard of ghost towns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, little empty towns where everybody just, like, ups and leaves, everything, like, over time. All the buildings that were once there, like, decay, and, like, the earth kind of starts to take over again. Like, the vegetation, you know, eats all the buildings and whatnot. Little ghost towns. I think they're pretty cool, honestly.
Yes. You know? Yeah, I want to go to one.
Same. Well, we should maybe go to Pine Point, because Pine Point is a ghost town now.
Where is it?
Well, it is in a very remote part of Canada's Northwest Territory.
Okay, I don't want to go all the way out there.
I promise you that we don't want to go, because today, the only remains of Pine Point, it is vacant streets, like the roads, the paved roads, one cemetery, and one basement of the old hotel. It no longer exists above ground, but the basement is left underground. And that's it.
Okay.
That's all that's left of Pine Point. So the town, it was actually built in the early 1960s. So really not that long ago, honestly.
Yeah, not that long ago.
For it to be a ghost town.
Yes, for it to be totally gone.
Yeah, totally gone. In only 60 years. That's crazy, actually. But,
that's, like, not even a lifetime.
No, it's literally like, not.
That's insane.
It is insane. It really is. So, the town, it was actually built because it was, like, this joint venture between the Canadian government and the Cominco Mining Company. So, both sides, like, the government and the mining company, knew that this land was, like, heavy on, with, like, lead and zinc that they could mine.
Okay. Well, it's starting to make sense why it's abandoned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Things start to come together very quickly here. So, they, you know, wanted to come together to create this mine so that they could retrieve it all. And when the town was up and running, you know, there was these usual small town businesses. There was an elementary school and a combined middle and high school together. And the town ran normally, you know, and all the people who lived there in the town had family members who worked in the mines. So this is just literally a mine town. And the population was around 1,200 people. So, I mean, kind of a lot, honestly, for a little small town, I would say. So, moving forward, that was like the early 1960s, only to 1988, the Cominco mine closed.
Wow.
Like 20 years.
That's in, oh my gosh. Like, wow.
Like, and the crazy thing is, I couldn't really find out why it closed. So it is part of a mystery.
I mean, is it because
they got it all?
Much lead?
Yeah, I don't, like, did they get it all? Well, that's the thing.
Like, poisoning?
Maybe. Maybe. But, like, nothing online of any reasoning why. I'm definitely guessing it's the lead poisoning.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, there, you know, after the mine closed, there was no reason to really stay. And it wasn't like this was like a big city, you know. They're in remote Canada in the middle of absolutely nowhere by themselves, like cut off from the world, basically. So obviously these people got out. That's why it's a ghost town today. And all of the buildings were removed or demolished. And it's completely abandoned except for what I said was left earlier, just the cemetery in the basement and the roads. Now, what is wild, though? Now, this is crazy. And it's just so random, I feel like. Because why? So there's this website, and it was once live. It was called Welcome to Pine Point, and it was very captivating for its time, okay? It was, like, 1988, as I said. So, like, the early 90s era. It's not, like, a movie in the sense, because it's, like, interactive. You have to click things with the website. And obviously today that's normal, you know, like you interact with websites. But at this point in time, that was so unheard of. Like interacting, like hover over like a picture and there's like words or like there's little animatronic, like there's like essentially like, you know, like little videos embedded in and little, all these things. Like, just, like, essentially, like, imagine YouTube, but, like, for the first time ever. Like, and the internet's also brand new.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Or, like, cool math games. Like, imagine that.
Oh, my gosh. Cool math games.
But, like, for the first time ever. Like, yeah. Like, I can't even grasp that, how crazy that must have been for them. So, that's kind of, like, cool math games was kind of essentially Welcome to Pine Point. And it was really cool because this website had all of the information of every single person who lived there, the things that they found in the mine, the schools, and all of this was included with pictures and videos of everybody, which is, like, so crazy that it's so documented. It also, it was funny because it had this spooky vibe to the website. They were playing this, like, eerie music in the background, which I love that for, like, one of the first interactive, like, websites. They had to have some eerie, creepy music, which reminds me, I put in our theme song music in my head to the website, you know.
Yes.
The website, you can't go to it today, at least as it was back then. You can still go. It's newer now, but it's not like how it was.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Dang, you got to use the Wayback Machine.
Yeah, I should have tried that. I forgot about that existing, honestly. Okay, so this is a very fun fact for you. One notable person who lived in Pine Point, he was named Everett Clippert, and he was the last Canadian to be sent to jail for being gay. Which I feel like is wild.
Oh my god.
Right? Like, and I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Because I know, obviously I know it was a thing, but like, in the 90s, he was sent to, like, I mean, I guess I don't know when he was sent to jail, but that's what I imagine. I'm like, that's crazy. But he was, in fact,
was he let out too?
Yeah, he's free. But yeah, I'm, you know, proud though. Proud to see that we've come at least further than jail. Thank God. But I was like, that's an interesting little fact. So you may be wondering though, Taylor, where's the mystery? What's going on? You know, where's
Yes.
The spooky, the creep factor.
Exactly. Where is it?
See, because I can't remember for the life of me who told me to cover this story, but somebody told me. It was recommended to me. And I had wrote it in my notes app. I have a notes app of all these topics that people told me to cover and stuff, but I never write who tells me them. I just write what it is. So I was remembering things from the legend whoever told me was, and I'm like, this story doesn't seem like the same story. Like, it did kind of have the same vibe, like this little isolated town, but I was like, there seemed to be more going on. So then I'm like doing some internet sleuthing, okay? And here's where I discover Pine Point has a legend, like, but it's not really a mystery as to where these people went, you know? They just moved on because of the mine situation.
Yes.
But there's also a place called Point Pine. And the two often get mixed together.
Okay.
So today you get a 2-for-1 special. Buy one, get one free. Okay. You're also getting Point Pine. Because unfortunately, when I found that out, I was devastated. I was like, I've already done all of this research on this whole town, and I thought there was going to be this big mystery. And I'm like, there's no mystery. I know why they left. Like, what? I'm like, this isn't the story that somebody told me to cover. And then I found out why. And I was like, okay, this makes sense. Okay. So if you're ever looking it up, it's very confusing to know which story they're talking about to determine it. Mm-hmm. But I was able to piece it together, finally.
I'm ready for it.
Okay. So moving on to the legend of now Point Pine instead of Pine Point, which is the lead and the zinc mine town. So legend says, there's this town called Point Pine, and some very strange happenings go on here, okay? So we'll start out, I guess, with the smallest thing, is there's this bakery in the town, and the man that owns it, his name is Mr. Terrence, and it is said that no matter who you are, if you walk into the bakery, Mr. Terrence will know what you want to order. Spooky.
Okay.
But to me, I'm like, I feel like this isn't that hard. Maybe he sells three things and he can take a good lucky guess, you know? Or maybe he is psychic and he can read your mind.
Yeah.
Who's to say? Hmm. I don't know. Like I said, starting slight. I don't know if I believe that one. Also, it's a small town, so maybe he just knows everybody's order, you know?
Yeah, that could like, definitely be it.
People have regulars. It's just that simple. So moving up on the weird scale, though, every year on your birthday, you, if you live in this town of Point Pine, you have to, you're literally required to get your blood drawn.
What?
But nobody knows why, like what it's used for.
What do you mean?
And I'm like, why is nobody questioning that?
They're all like, you know what? We're going to do it.
They do. And do.
I don't know.
I'm literally telling you, like, no.
I don't think I would do it.
I mean, no, I don't know.
I don't like that. I don't like giving blood.
I would at least be like, I need to know why.
Right,
if you give me a reason, then I'll give you my blood. Like
that. Is it just not weird because everybody does it?
I think so. And I think also, like these, most of the people, it's just a small town. Most of these people grow up.
Exactly.
Here. So, like, you just grow up and you probably think it's normal. Like, oh, everybody probably goes and gets their blood drawn on their birthday. And also, I wouldn't even say it's not even that unusual because, like, you probably do have, like, an annual checkup and you probably do, like, go sometimes near your birthday. And maybe they would draw blood.
I guess so.
You know? Like, it sounds a little crazy when you really say it, but then you think about it and you're like, okay, maybe. Because, like, I get my blood drawn every 6 months, but, like, I also have an autoimmune disease, but, like, you know.
Huh. Before your birthday, like
for your birthday, and you know, honestly, in my head, when I think about this, even though I'm like, this does sound so crazy, I'm like, what if they live in a town similar to Pine Point, where there's like high levels of lead and zinc, and they're just like, maybe we just need to test their blood to see
maybe
if that's what, okay. And maybe that's another reason why these two stories get so discombobulated with each other, because that could, you know, fit with the other one. So anyway, moving up again on the weirdness scale, as if it couldn't get weirder than the drawing of blood, it does very much so. Every morning at 8:13 exactly on the dot a.m., an alarm blasts throughout this town to wake everybody up. Everybody has to get up at the same time.
I don't like that.
I would never live there. I would actually rather give my blood every day than have to wake up
to a blaring alarm. Is this a cult city?
Bro. Like, what? That's what I'm saying. We'll find out at the end what this is. I'm not, okay. No spoilers until the end this time. But that, right? That's what so was in
what
my
time
head.
Do, what time do they wake up?
8:13. Every morning. Blasting the alarms.
I don't like that.
The sirens. Yeah. Yep. So, we don't like any of what we've already said before, but here's the weirdest thing, I would argue, that goes on in Point Pine. And that would be the Point Pine Monthly Parade.
Okay.
Every single month, on the same date, which they don't mention which date, but my guess is the 13th. Anyway, a student is chosen from Point Pine High to be in the parade, which, and you know, that's not strange, except for the fact that no one is allowed to watch the parade if you're not in it.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't even make any sense. What's the point?
Well, that is a good question. That's a good question. So, how do you know it's coming? How do you know the parade's coming? Because you're not allowed to watch it. And you'll get in trouble if you're caught
watching. In trouble?
It. In trouble.
You'll get in trouble.
I don't know what it means, in trouble. I don't know. Okay. But, like, that, when you hear... So, okay. How you know the parade is coming, okay? You will hear the voices of a chorus singing, like, a choir. And this is basically, like, the warning shot. Like, once you hear the people singing, for everybody to get inside and lock the doors and close the blinds. Because you cannot be caught. Like, you cannot be caught.
I don't...
And it's said, the legend says... that the student from the high school that's picked after the parade is never seen again. So I'm like, is this a sacrifice situation?
Okay, what?
Yeah.
That can't be real.
So, in fact, this is actually from a Reddit post from the No Sleep Reddit
page. Oh my gosh. I was going to say, like, that's too crazy, that part of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was fully believing it up until there was a sacrifice.
Right. No, right. Literally, it's just so funny. So, the part that I just read to you is essentially the first part of what is like a 45-part series that this person 45? Has written. It goes so deep. The lore is so deep and it's so interesting, but I was like, we can't prank her this hard.
So this is April Fool's joke.
Yeah. And it wasn't my intention because it actually, everything I told you was true. Somebody did tell me the story, but they thought it was true. And so then I was like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
That's, I was like, what? That sounds like a cult. Just like you said, I was like, it has to be a cult. And they're just doing sacrifices. Yeah. And, you know, honestly, I'm sure that this probably has happened before. Like, this is not too crazy of a thing, at least the part one of this. I don't know how it ends or whatever. How it continued my reading into the story, but I did everything I said was true, other than like the story is not real, allegedly, from per the writer of it. But yeah, hi, April Fools to you.
Oh my gosh, I want to read the whole thing now. You didn't read the whole thing?
No, dude, it's so long. Like that page, that what I read you alone is like 10 pages. Like I cut it down.
Yeah,
a lot goes on. A lot goes on. There's, like, characters introduced.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I need to watch it. Or not watch it. It's not a show. I need to read it.
It's so good. It's so good. Yeah, it's called Point Pine. It's very popular. You'll be able to find it very easily on there. But, yeah, I had to April Fool's you. It is April 2nd, if on the day we're recording. So, mm-hmm. Had to get Savannah. Haha, did you see it coming?
Wow. No, I didn't, actually.
Good. Well, yeah, that is the legend of both Pine Point and Point Pine. Your BOGO buy one, get one special today.
See, now I'm mad that you didn't read the whole thing. Because Savannah, I need to know. Oh, we would be here
forever. It's literally 45 parts. It's 45 parts. It, like, I know there's, like, a monster introduced at some point. Like, that lives in the city. And, like, I don't know if, like, that's who they sacrifice the people to. Like, the high
school. I was going
to
say, like, I want to know what they use their blood for.
Yeah. And I don't know about, like, maybe the monster. That's my guess. Yeah. I don't know. We got to go read it. We got to read it. Truly. Okay. It's so crazy. But I was like, haha, I can get her. Ha-ha-ha, April Fools. I said the first thing as a diversion, so you would not think that I was April fooling you.
I mean, I almost believe, like, I didn't believe the end, though.
No, no, I know. I know. I knew the last part is, like, that, okay, you're like, okay, no.
Yeah, the
getting exactly. in trouble for watching a parade is, like, where you're like, okay.
No, like, I even believed that a little bit, but I was like, they're not, this town isn't going to sacrifice someone.
Oh.
And just get away with it. Like,
they can't sacrifice them. Yeah, well, allegedly they do. In the world of Point Pine.
But yeah. Well, there we go.
Yeah, I think, for Instagram, for like our Instagram post this week, I actually played a scary clown in the haunted maze at UNCW while we were there. Do you remember that? Did you go through the maze
and I was like, yeah, I remember you dressing up. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a picture. We should post it.
For that. We should.
Because actually I was a scary clown. I personally myself was a scary clown.
Okay. Yep. We're going to post
that. That was so fun and also so horrible at the same time because we were in like this forest, okay, for like 7 hours straight. And I almost gave myself a UTI from not peeing that whole time because I couldn't get out of the clown suit. And, like, I also couldn't really leave. And there was, like, not that much time, like, in between the groups of people who were coming down the trail. And they had flashlights. I'm like, I can't be peeing. I can't be the peeing clown in the corner.
You know? Did you get paid for it?
No. I just did it for fun. And it was fun. I did it with my friends. It was fun. But...
Mm-hmm.
It turned out, and, like, it was in October, so you would think, like, oh, it's going to be really cold. And they told us because, like, the forest that they did it in is, like, a wild nature preserve forest. And yeah. So there's a ton of bugs. And actually, it's one of the only forests in the whole world that Venus flytraps grow naturally. Mm-hmm. So that's the tea on that. But that is indeed the forest that we were doing this haunted trail in. And... they told us to wear basically double up on clothes because of the mosquitoes, and it was like 89 degrees that day. And so I was in jeans and a long sleeve shirt and a clown costume, which is why I couldn't pee because I couldn't clearly take strip down in the middle of the woods in time.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was very fun, other than that part of it being horrible.
Well,
but yeah, we'll have to post a picture so you can see me personally as an evil clown. It was fun scaring people, though. I can't, honestly, that makes me laugh because when I was like, I was a clown, like I actually really actually was a scary clown at UNCW. Just not like the ones attacking people.
Yeah.
I was like, just fake attacking people in the woods.
Wow, you actually were.
I know.
I know. At the height of it all.
Truly. Truly, I wonder if it was in 2016. I really hope not. I'm going to look back after this and I'm going to
see. It might have been.
Wait, okay, honestly, I feel like I can find it really fast. Let me look. But in the meantime, while I'm looking, definitely go check out our Instagram because you're going to want to see this when I find it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll post some pictures of Pine Point and, like, the actual people who live there and such things. Okay, this clown...
You know, I don't have any pictures of me in a clown costume, so.
So, you're not afraid of clowns, but you're...
Sorry about it.
Make it make sense. Oh, I found it. Guess what? It was 2015. I was before.
Oh.
I was the original.
The OG.
The OG. OG clown. Can't be me. So, yeah. That's funny. Also, please go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, if you will. But other than that, I don't really have anything else for you guys this week. What about you, Savannah?
I think that's it.
Okay, well then I guess we will see you guys next week.
Cue the music.